Welcome to episode 91 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so we got P last season.
Yeah.
And we got Plunderer, but it wasn't done yet. And it's finished, so it was time for us to watch it. We took an extra week from watching 0091, and we're recording both at the same time, watched them in 2 weeks. It is a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Su Minazuki. It began serialization in Kadokawa Shoten's monthly Shonen Ace magazine on December 26, 2014, and became an anime this year.
Yeah, January 8th of this year. That's why when we got it back then,
toys.
They got it back in like May, and it wasn't done yet. So it was like, we were like 11 episodes in at that time, and it's like I said last episode, it was 24. Which, you would think more series would be 24 episodes, but they're usually like 26.
Yeah, it's weird. 25,
yeah.
26.
Yeah. And so,
first off, this was such a bad show for like 10 fucking episodes. I was raging at how bad this fucking show was. It was absolute dog shit. It was so bad.
And then they threw a twist at you like, what the fuck is going on?
And it got good. It got really good. I don't know what the heck's going on. So far, no spoilers, really. Just that it gets good around episode 10-ish, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to watch it, but you got to give it 10 episodes.
Yeah, I mean,
it's terrible until then.
I'm going to tell you right now, the typical anime tropes in this are so bad.
Oh, they're over the top.
The romances in this are so bad.
So poorly written.
So bad.
Even when it gets good, it's still poorly written, but now it's like, I can forgive it because there's some stuff going on that I like.
And I hope you like Ichi because, my God, it gets in the way.
Oh, yeah, there's titties.
It's so fucking bad.
A lot of titties, some panty shots. Not too many panty shots, mind you, but there's enough.
No, but the Ichi is so bad, it gets such in the way.
It's blaringly.
And it's in
blaringly
the
way. Annoying.
It gets in the way so much it disrupts the story.
A lot.
It's so bad. The Ichi in this. And we've said this before, but that Ichi tag's a curse of death, man.
It is.
So. I honestly don't know how people like that type of show because I despise it with a passion now. It's probably I hate it worse than the comedy tag.
I personally feel like the Ichi is for young men. It's for teens. So, hey, here's something fun to look at. And it grabs your attention. The problem is it's a huge crux that manga artists rely on.
Well, here's another problem with it. It usually happens in shows with good ideas and brings it down so much.
The Ichi, for sure, but this is a specific, very specific curse that manga writers have. They have a glimmer of a really good idea,
uh-huh.
Right? And there's a cool idea in the show. We'll get into a moment. And then they're bad writers.
Oh yeah,
they come up with a half decent idea, and they're just terrible at writing. And they fuck it. It's so bad. And it's so annoying.
You know what it is? It's not even that they write the idea terrible, because the idea is executed kind of pretty well.
Every of the story arcs, the relationships, all of that's god.
It's so the idea that they came up with is actually really good. It's everything that surrounds it is bad. It's so bad. And it's so...
We haven't even gotten into it. Like, this is just like abstracts of the structure of the story we're talking about.
It's so infuriating, though, because when it got to that point where the twist came in, I was like, what the hell is going on? And there's another twist a couple episodes later that's pretty neat, too.
And I don't want to say the story gets good then, but I'm drawn in.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on.
And, by the way, for the first few episodes, there's a lot of exposition I don't like. And then at that twist, the exposition's gone.
Uh-huh.
They just show you things, and either you pick up on why that's happening in the world, or they don't fucking tell you.
Yeah, figure it out for yourself.
I like that.
I like that, too. But you're right, those first 10 episodes were like, why am I watching this? This is so terrible.
Terrible.
If this was cut down to 12 episodes, and we say this a lot,
it would have been a 1 or a 2. That's how bad it would have been.
Yeah, but if...
Oh, why? I see what you mean. If they cut it down and gotten rid of all the extra shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been great.
Right. So, I mean, there's also a bit of a harem anime tropes in this, too. That's what wasn't in the tag, but it's there, and it's also infuriating.
Eight different women want to sleep with the main character.
Yeah, and he's...
oblivious.
Not only is he's oblivious at best, but downright, what's, oh god.
Rapey?
Yeah, he's like a molester at worst.
Oh yeah. Especially considering he's like 300 plus years old and he's, from what we think, this person's like 16 and he's trying to spread her legs so he can read the upper inside of her thigh. Let's get into it first, and that now people don't have any idea what we're talking about.
Premise.
The premise is hard to explain, because for the first 10 episodes or so, you think you know what's happening,
yeah,
and then it drastically turns. So for the first 10 episodes or so, we're in this world.
It seems like it's typical fantasy world.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. It seems like a very typical adventurer-type fantasy, mm-hmm. Swords and spears and all that. And everyone has this number on them that they exposition explain to.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
They do this even towards the latter half. They explain.
Yes.
The character explains what the number is. But each person has a specific thing that's their count in. And the
number's like tattooed on them, but it changes by itself.
Right. And so, and the higher number you are, they say the higher number you are, that you can demand lower numbers do things for you.
Yeah.
But that only happens in like the second episode and never comes back.
Never comes back. And I'm not mistaken, the number hierarchy, at least then, very much felt like it was just a political hierarchy thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then very quickly you notice the stronger your number is, the more powerful you are.
Right. And if your number reaches zero, then you get these hands come out of the ground and drag you into the abyss,
yeah,
which looked like hell for, yeah, looks like you're going to die.
Or another dimension of some sort.
Yeah, but it looks horrifying.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, so
these black hands come out of the ground
and
into this.
And it's
abyss.
And it gets pretty dark at spots for, because they drink these hands drag people down for stupid reasons.
So everyone's got these numbers. Hina, I believe, is the main girl's name. Blue hair, probably 16, 17. At least that's what we think.
Right. I got a huge problem with her.
Well, don't we all? Her number is on the upper inside of her thigh. Of course, she's wearing a tiny skirt, just the bare numbers popping out. And she comes across this town. We find out that she's looking for a legendary ace, which is.
Well,
the warrior.
Well, it opens up with her mother being dragged into the ground,
yes.
So it opens up pretty good.
And her mother hands her
a
little orb that says 10,000 on it.
Yeah, these
we
orbs.
We don't know what that is for the longest time.
The orbs are pretty much, they have numbers on it too. They're artifacts that give you certain powers and make you stronger. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of components to the show.
Yes. And some of it gets retconned.
And so, yeah, some of it gets retconned, and some of it's not important. They just throw a lot of things at you in the first couple episodes.
Yeah, and a lot of it doesn't come back.
So yeah, she comes in town looking for this legendary ace.
She finds this goofball that's trying to look up her skirt.
Yeah, he's wearing a mask. And he has this doll in the first...
Like a throw-up vomit doll or something like that. But it's the size of him.
Yeah.
The giant doll.
And I thought it was going to be a big part, but it disappears after the first episode.
Yeah. The doll breaks apart and his sword's inside of it.
Yeah.
And you see that for a couple episodes where he's like hiding it in different things. There's a spoon he hides it in at one point. I think there's something else he hides it in.
I don't know. Anyway, his sword's Sephiroth's sword.
Yeah, it's as tall as a man.
Yeah, it's Sephiroth's
sword. It's
not
quite as thin, but it is. It's a Sephiroth sword.
Uh-huh.
And he's traveling with a lady that cooks. She's like a traveling
cook. Her breasts are out the entire time.
they're falling out the entire time.
Yeah, and she's got like this little black bra. Well, I thought it was a black bra at first, but then they show her later in a bra.
Well, I mean, I think it's like a tube-top bra. It doesn't have the strap that goes up.
Yeah, but I think she's wearing another one. Why am I moving? Who cares?
You brought it up.
It was just weird.
I'm
just
explaining it.
It was
weird.
It was weird to me.
So, the premise for the first 10 episodes, it's really weird. We don't know what's going on. We kind of think that she's looking for this legendary ace for some reason. We don't know why. We don't really find out why for a while. Just that she's supposed to give this ballot,
right,
the sphere with 10,000 on it.
Oh, we forgot to mention, you can challenge other people.
Only in the military.
Not true.
Not true, but that's they think that.
Well, they think that.
It's reserved for the military.
But anyway, they can challenge other people, and if you beat that person, you get all the numbers that they bet.
Yes.
I guess you can bet certain any amount
but
you
they
want.
They only ever bet all of them.
Well, all of them but one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Hina loses all her numbers, and then, the main character's name Licht. So, yeah. Lichtbach.
Yeah.
And he comes, and he saves her and gets her numbers
back.
That's
the guy with the the mask and the big doll, the sword inside the doll.
Yeah. He saves her, and he has...
He's super fast and strong.
Right, but his numbers was apparently negative 1,000, which you can have...
Negative 999.
At that point. But you can have negative numbers if you have a ballot. There's these stupid rules all over the place.
There are other rules that no one knows about. Here it comes. Here's a new rule that saves the day. That's a trope of anime. This is a rule, right? It's for everyone. But I got a special rule. And my special rule is going to save the day. It's a very anime thing.
It's true, but... Unlike other shonens, because this is definitely a shonen too.
Yeah, they're not really getting stronger in this one, though.
Right, that's my point. And the normal shonens, at least those rules are being broken because they're all exceeding power limits and stuff like that, and they're getting stronger. No, these guys are just already as strong as they're going to be.
Yeah, no one really gets any stronger.
These guys are already super strong. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so he saves her, takes
her numbers back.
Oh, we forgot to mention. Ballots are illegal to have.
Yeah. So you can have your number, but if you have the ballot that gives you powers,
right,
that's illegal, unless you're in the military.
So he takes the blame for having the ballot, gets it back to her, leaves her behind, and he's a jerk to her, and goes to another town.
Yeah. He's purposely trying to separate each other because the military thinks he has it, but she secretly has it.
So then we switch scenes to another town where another love interest comes into play. I don't even remember her name.
I don't remember her name either. She's like a milk maiden that's actually a military officer.
Yeah, she's a military officer. And she has this blonde military officer kid, too. They're a
sidekick, who's her partner.
Yeah, they're going to be an item by the end of it anyway.
Yeah.
But she loves Lick, too. Mm-hmm. Not at first.
So does Nana?
Yeah, Nana.
The person that's a traveling...
Yeah, that's a f***ed up story, too.
The one with the giant tits with the black bra that's a traveling...
Yeah.
Food person? I can't...
Chef.
Chef, thank you. Jesus, couldn't think of the word. Yeah, just about every woman that comes in contact with him.
But we specifically leave Hina behind in the first episode. They go to this other girl in the second episode.
He gets to this town with this other girl, uh-huh. Milkmaid and military officer. And Hina's following him, but it takes a couple episodes for her to reach him.
Because he's a one-up criminal at this time.
Yes. And the military wants him because he has the ballot, but for other reasons, too, that we don't know yet.
Right. So it's just hijinks, and then what's the military comes from him, and what's the guy's name?
Jail.
Jail comes along. He's.
I like Jail. I didn't like him at first.
Well, here's the thing. Jail is Lick's Vegeta. He's definitely is.
You're right. You're right. I didn't think of that. He's Lick's Vegeta.
Yes, he is.
I'm strong. I have got convictions.
He's definitely Vegeta. And
his power, because he's in the military, he's got a ballot, he's a battle holder, is he can make iron.
Uh-huh.
And he usually makes pillars out of it, but he can do just that about anything. He manipulates it in any way.
Yeah, his number says 900, but it's like 16,000 or something like that.
Yeah, and he says, I think it's actually 12,500. And then later on in the show, that peels off and it's like 45,000.
Yeah, well, Link has negative 1,001 at this point, and then his number is at 5,000, and it shoots up to 50,000. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Jail, I like Jail, though. He's decent.
He's an okay character. Vegeta's awesome, so yeah.
He doesn't stop talking about his convictions, though.
Well, that's because his number is based on convictions. And his conviction thing is escape Deus Ex Machina throughout this entire show. Anytime he's in trouble, his convictions get him out of it.
I think his convictions give him strength, not his number.
At one point...
And that actually is a thing in the show, where he only has a one number at one point. Well, and he's fighting at the same level as other people because his convictions are so strong.
Well, there was also a point, I'm not going to ruin it at this point, but one of the bad guys is trying to hit him with the weapon that I'm not going to mention because it's going to spoil the twist, and she keeps missing. He says, you can't hit me because you don't have conviction. So, it's bullshit. There's a bunch of shonen bullshit in this, but that's not the worst part of the show. I can get past shonen.
The worst part of the show is the Ichi.
Yeah, you can get past the shonen bullshit, you know?
I think the Ichi and the terrible writing for the first 10 episodes.
Shonen Bullshit can actually be fun. You can just forget about it. Yeah. And if it was just Shonen Bullshit and then the twists happen up at the time, it sure would be fantastic.
Yeah, it would be a much higher number.
Yeah, it would be like, yeah, who cares about all the fake rules that you've been making and stuff at this point? Because that was really cool.
So they get to that town, jail's there, the Milk Maiden Lieutenant's there, and he pretty much turns them to his side through a couple episodes.
So Goku,
they find out that he's actually a pretty good guy.
So Goku befriends all of his core cast. Yes.
And then the twist comes. And then Vegeta says, F*** you, Krillin, you're dead.
So,
or should I say Vegeta? Frieza.
Yeah. So Lick befriends everybody, and there's a couple of more episodes. Like, there's this one episode where, well, no. First, he reunites with Hina after he abandons them, the military. Yeah.
And when they all come together once he...
But I wanted to get to the one episode where he first meets Hina, and then they run into this other girl who you thought was going to be a love interest. But no, she's trying to fly planes. She's trying to create planes.
Yeah. There's a one-off episode.
Yeah. And she's trying to create, like, an old-fashioned...
Wright Brothers type plane.
And she keeps failing.
And her number is flight. So every time she attempts it and fails, her number goes down.
Nope. It's any time she fails to create her dreams.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's her dream.
Yeah, her dream is to fly, essentially. Yeah. And she fails, and she gets sucked into the abyss. And I thought this was, like, a one-off episode. They say that she failed because the military is coming. And apparently it's illegal to fly. To try and create flying machines and fly in this world.
We don't know why.
We don't know why.
We'll find out fairly soon.
Yeah, but I just thought it was a one-off episode. I was like, oh, that was just
This is actually a really good example of them not explaining things. So they say you can't fly, it's illegal. And then they move forward with a story, but they don't ever actually touch on that again.
Right.
You just have you figure it out from other things in the story.
Oh, you figure there's one specific moment that you figure out why. But so I just thought it was like a moment to show, anybody can be dragged into abyss. That's what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. But no, it's bigger than that. So they licks off on his little adventures. And then
get back to the town.
And then the military finds that a demon has attacked the city. And the abyss is rising up out of it. And they're hearing this, so they converge on the city, and they're hearing this noise, this bump, 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 bump. And they're like, what's that noise? And I was joking, but I was like, that's a helicopter.
Yeah.
I was just joking. I didn't mean to guess it. And out of the fucking ground, a helicopter. I'm like, what the?
A goddamn attack helicopter.
It's like, what
comes
the
out of the ground.
Fuck is this?
And it's shooting people and firing missiles. And I'm like, what? I'm literally like, what just happened?
And at this point, there was no firearms. It's swords and spears.
Yeah, there's nothing to indicate that this is where it's going.
Yeah, it was sword fighting and stuff up until this point, and magic powers and stuff like that. It was like, and
it's
then
a fantasy D&D type world.
And then an attack helicopter comes out of
poorly written,
and Lick apparently knows what it is.
Yeah, he immediately is like, oh. You know, everyone run, hide, this thing. He's giving him orders, and Jail's like, what are you doing? He's like, I know how to fight this thing. Do what I say.
Yeah, and no one else knows what it is, and it's mowing down people, and then he goes up and tries to shoot it, and then
the hands block him.
And the hands block him, blow so forth and so forth. I think he eventually takes it down. But then this girl comes out of nowhere with
guns.
With machine guns and, like, electro flying wings?
Yeah.
And starts
murdering innocent people.
Yeah, like mowing
soldiers,
them down.
Innocent bystanders in the town, shoots Jail in the chest, and, you know, in typical Shonen fashion, it's only a problem for one episode.
And she calls Lick Commander and tells him she has to kill him, and he won't do it, and then eventually he freaks out and he starts murdering people.
Yeah, So she's there, she's killing people, and then she's got minions, just guys in black suits with handguns, holding down all his friends and innocent people. And she's saying, you know, fight me, kill me, or I'm going to kill everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts killing people.
Right.
And then it breaks Licked. He kind of goes crazy. Something in his mind snaps.
Yep.
And he starts just murdering everyone. Everyone that's holding people down just start puffing into mist.
Yeah, and you think he's like...
It was so well done.
It was like, they were like exploding out of nowhere. It was like he was using his mind, but we find out later, no, he was like, he's super fast.
Yeah, like from X-Men, what's his name?
Which one?
Silver something?
Oh, the fast guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
did it in the newer X, not the newest one, one of the newer
Quicksilver.
Ones. Quicksilver. He runs so fast. You know, it's so good. Or if you watch The Boys, A-Train runs into people and turns them into mist. It's like that level fast.
Yeah, but I think in this one, he was just... Wasn't he just stomping? And or was that something else?
In this episode, he did start stomping.
And that's what was exploding them?
We don't know what was exploding them.
Okay.
They just exploded into mist.
I don't know. He's turning these guys into mist. And these guys are creepy because they're smiling the whole time.
Yeah, they want to kill.
Yeah.
They're very happy to kill innocent people.
Right. So, at this point, this is such a good episode. And, like, throws you with...
It got amazing.
It was like, what is going on here?
And it just kept getting better.
Uh-huh. And it was just like...
And eventually, between fighting her and talking to her and everything, she knocks out of it.
She comes back down, and
she's apparently on a drug that brought her to her old state.
And she's normal again, and now Lick's on a freaking murderous rampage.
That, but wait a moment. No one gives a f*** that she just murdered a bunch of people.
That too.
That was the one issue. Like, it starts getting really good, and I'm like, wait a second. Like, she still murdered a whole bunch of innocent people. Like, is no one going to acknowledge this? And no one acknowledges that.
Yeah, that's kind of... But they kind of gloss over all that.
Yeah, it just glossed right over it. It's gone. All the Lick's on a rampage.
It's like when you get to a final boss in the game or watching a movie and he gets to the final boss and says, I'm not going to lower myself to your level, and he's killed 30 people to get up to him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That is exactly it. It's so f***ing frustrating. But yeah, Lick's going crazy. Eventually, I think they knock some sense into him, and he...
What's his name? Jail beats the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Because apparently...
Although he's super strong... Jail has conviction.
No, that's not what happened. See, Lick doesn't actually want to kill anybody, but he has to save everybody.
Yes, his mind kind of snapped.
So he doesn't have conviction to actually kill. Yes. That's why he couldn't be Jail.
But Jail has conviction.
Yeah, Jail has conviction. Exactly. That's why he was able to be there.
It's fucking terrible. But it was kind of good. It's like Vegeta going, ah, getting stronger. It's kind of good.
Stupid shonen bullshit.
And it gets to the point where not everyone's fine. There's still a bunch of dead people. But they're all fairly fine and good, and Lick's, like, unconscious, and Jail goes to the military and talks to his dad, who's also the Supreme Commander.
So, we have to bring this up. You're not allowed to attack the hands that come out of the abyss.
Yes, and they all kind of attacked the hands.
And if you attack the hands... You're
subject for court-martial.
No, you get executed.
Yeah, you're subject to all that.
Right. And Jail's dad is the head of the military.
Well, yeah.
So, I only bring it up because it's important.
So he goes and he reports back to him.
And he says, I can make this go away, but you gotta go arrest Lick.
Yeah. So, Jail goes back because his dad knows he's harboring him.
Uh-huh.
His dad's fairly intelligent.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Jail's like, I gotta turn him in, it's that, or, you know, we're all dead.
And then Nana stops all of it and says, okay, now I'm sending you back in time to see everything.
Yeah, rainbow magic, and they send everyone back in time.
It's like...
Nana stays with Lick, and everyone else goes back in
time. It's like, what?
300 plus years.
What the hell are you talking about? And now we're in, like...
And by the way, it's just keep getting good.
Yeah.
Getting better and better.
It gets into... Now we're back in time, which is modern-day Japan.
Yes.
Modern
day Japan that's been through serious war.
Dystopian modern day Japan.
People are starving, but the military's strong.
Because it's overpopulation and stuff like that.
The world, not just Japan.
Yeah, but it's based in Japan.
And they pop up outside of this military school where Licked, his name's Mojito. Mojibito, something like that.
I think it's such an H.
We're just going to call
it
him.
It doesn't matter.
We're just going to call him Licked. He has a different name because he's a kid.
We only know his name because his name's Licked.
Yeah. And him and the gun girl that's flying around are walking into this military school. So they join them.
Right.
And they all join this military school for the next, like, 7 episodes.
You'd think it'd be a typical typical high school shonen show at this point. But it's not. The school's pretty dark in and of itself.
And it's got the best writing in the whole show.
It does. Although...
It's still bad at a lot of points, mind you. Ichi's through the fucking roof.
Yeah, well, Ichi's really bad.
But the exposition's almost entirely gone.
Oh, yeah.
They're just showing you and having conversations with each other, but not explaining things. And it's so well done.
It is. The only thing I didn't like is that, what's his thing? Lick doesn't want to be there. He's after his brother? Is his brother?
His friend or his brother. I can't
remember. I know they have the same grandmother. That's why I'm saying
could
that.
Could be cousin, then.
Could be cousin.
I think it's cousin, actually.
It's cousin.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it makes more sense. But it might not make sense, because I'll explain that in a minute. This is what I've been building up to with Hina for a long time. Because, I forget what I said. Oh, Lick doesn't want to be there. He's trying to get his whatever out of school because he wants to join. But then he just
wants to get his cousin friend out of school, of this military school. He doesn't want to become an officer and a dog in the military.
Right, but if you join the military, you get to feed your family and stuff like that.
Extra food rations.
So you want to join so you can have your family well off. So they decide to stay. But then Lick goes on this thing about wanting to be an army that doesn't kill.
Yeah,
and that. In line drove me nuts.
Yeah, it sucks.
The army, there's no such thing. I don't care how naive you want to be.
He could have Rurouni Kenshin'd all of it, put his blade backwards, which he did at one point, and just fucking hit everyone in the back of the head. He could have done that.
He could have.
Fast enough.
He could have, but no, they went a different way, different route. So he eventually, I don't want to spoil the whole high school scene.
Yeah, I mean, go watch it.
Right. So we're going to skip ahead a little bit here. He gets
a lot of nudity. Well, they don't actually show the nudity, but a lot of skin.
Well, it was an excuse to show a woman's locker room a lot.
A lot. The one part that made me laugh was towards the end of the woman locker room arc, because the whole arc is there's someone peeping and they have to figure out who it is,
and it's Lick.
It's Lick, obviously. And what's really funny is Lick is, like, working with them to find the person.
Yeah,
it's... That was pretty funny. But my favorite part was that towards the end, Jail is reading his book and just walks into the wrong...
because they switched the signs.
Yeah, they switched the signs, so he thinks he's going to the men's room.
Yeah, because they
think... And he just doesn't notice, gets undressed, walks in with his book, reading it, sits out on the tub, looks up, and everyone's naked.
And what I found funny about that... It's seen even more is before Lick went into what he thought was the women's locker room, which was really men's locker room, just with them. He thought that whole plan up beforehand that he was going to do what Jail did and go in, and then they show Jail doing it. And yeah.
The one thing that they almost always do when a male character sees titties or whatever, he starts bleeding out his nose. Right, it's annoying mostly, but this time when they did it with Jail, he starts bleeding out of his nose, falls on the ground. And the one girl's like, oh my god, we have to stop it. He's going to bleed out.
You know,
I was dying.
The only itchy part I did like in this is that Lick's being himself. And they're on a training mission and stuff. And he makes them fall in the water. Mm-hmm. And the girls get up after one point and says, you know what? We're in the army. We don't have time to be modest. So you want to see
it? Look at these titties. She starts taking her shirt off.
Yeah, you want to see it? Here, see it.
Starts taking her bra undone.
I really liked that moment. It was a moment of growth.
And he's like, I don't want those titties anymore. Now they're used titties, and he puts his jacket on her.
Yeah, now that I can have it, I don't want it. That's his problem.
I don't really know if that's growth. I think that's just his character.
No, not from Lick. From them, yes. From the girls and stuff.
They realize that they got to toughen up.
They realize that they need to be more mature if they're going to do this, if they're going to be an army.
I don't know that's mature so much as just accepting.
No, I didn't say they were growing mature. I said that they need to be.
Yeah.
That they need to grow up, essentially. And I thought that was a pretty strong moment in a freaking terrible Ichi thing.
Yeah, and it didn't stop the Ichi, but it slowed down for a while after that.
I mean...
For like three or four episodes, it slowed down. It was almost non-existent until the group had to go back to the current time. Yeah.
There's moments of brilliant in this show. There's
quite a few.
Yeah, but it's just so bogged down. Anyway, the school thing ends up with some of the kids being experimented on.
Yeah. The headmaster blonde guy that wears a monocle.
All right, so
a little much.
So we have
to something with it. He's special in some way. No,
all right, hold on. So, what is it called? What are the hands called? Do you remember? Well, they're called something. Anyway, they're apparently aliens that crash from a meteor. Yes. So, and they created these seven spheres. All thing. They created these seven spheres. Which are the ballots?
The big ballots, the important ones. There are smaller ones that other people can have that give them powers.
Well, anyway.
But these seven are what you use to vote.
Yeah, apparently. So you vote with these seven. Whoever has the seven spheres makes a vote.
The majority.
Or whoever has them, the spheres makes the vote.
Yeah, whoever has the sphere casts the vote. Cast the vote. Majority, obviously, you win.
Right, but and whoever wins the vote, all thing makes it happen. Mm-hmm. No matter what it is, they can make it happen. They at one point they end it. They made world peace or something.
Yeah, they nukes became illegal.
Yeah, so
I don't know how you do that.
That whole thing made it happen.
But you see, so I hear you. So the first thing it did, all thing did, was make nukes illegal. So no one could use their nukes, right? And then the second thing was no war until X date in the future, except people broke that.
No, they didn't break
it. Or wait, did they vote against
they
it?
They voted.
Oh, yeah, they secretly voted against it.
They voted it against it, and that's why they were able to do the surprise attack. But, threw me off track of my...
Sorry.
It's all right. But they're going to war because now there's not enough resources on the planet. Mm-hmm. So they're pretty much going to war to thin out the population. The world.
Yeah, it's what it is. People are starving to death. Uh-huh. How do we make the population smaller? Well, we're going to allow war now, and they can just kill each other.
But when all thing crash, and this sounds ridiculous, but this is how they explain it. It awoken something in some people, making them into wizards. That's what they said.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
I guess he was a wizard, though.
He was a wizard.
Oh, okay.
So
I must have missed that.
Yeah, it's
really quick the way they were doing this in that arc. It just happens, and either you pick up on it or you
don't. One of the briefing moments when he's with his two lieutenants down in the lab. Mm-hmm. So he's a wizard, and his blood can make other people stronger.
So essentially, they just do a transfusion.
Yeah. People. So they're doing surgery on kids. And this is where Nana. They also have Nana as like a 7-year-old girl and trapped in this lab down here, and she was the first, and she can control time, which they didn't know.
They didn't know the extent of her powers yet
at that point.
At this point, it seems that they knew that she could, like, sense what was happening in the future. Like, in 10 seconds, they're going to find you. You better run.
Right. And then the next person's licked.
Yes. And he gets super speed.
He gets super speed, exactly. And he essentially is put into a situation where the school's getting attacked. Yeah. Everyone's dying.
Now everyone's going to die if he doesn't stop it.
Yeah.
And a guy says there's a nuke in the basement somewhere.
So this guy comes up and he's got explosives strapped to himself and all his comrades, and he says there's a nuke in the school.
A switch on the inside of us.
And if you don't kill us all right now, because at this point he's still spouting about an army he doesn't kill, everyone's going to die anyway.
And his cousin steps forward to kill them because Lick is frozen in fear. He doesn't want to do it. And then right when he's about to do it, Lick jumps forward and kills them all.
Yeah. But he explodes everyone else, but just decapitates this one guy. Enough for that guy to lay his hand on his shoulders and tell him.
And then his head falls off.
And then he says, "You did a good thing, kid."
The world's going to need more people like you. He says that. Yeah. It's like, ugh.
And this is the conflict in the entire show. So now Lick, in this moment, decides that we're going to have an army that doesn't kill.
And he doesn't want anyone else going through the surgery because he'll kill for them.
Yeah, he'll kill everybody. And he's
so he goes off on one mission and comes back, and they said he killed like 300 and some odd people on that one mission.
And he pretty much goes on a one-man army spree and kills everybody.
Yeah, he comes back from missions and he's crying in the shower. The girls that he was spying on are, like, showing him his panties and stuff.
And he has
trying to brighten his day, essentially. And he's like, "No, you're fine. Just don't kill. Don't kill. I don't want to see your panties. Don't kill." Yeah. Essentially.
So, I mean, and there was apparently two or three other people who got ballots, too. We find out the lieutenant who ends up the head of the general.
Jail's dad.
Jail's dad, yeah. Apparently the girl with the machine guns has one.
Yeah.
So, and then the bully.
There's a big bully that's just a prick for no reason.
But he turns out to be a very sympathetic character.
He's ass.
Yeah. Well, did you remember his story?
No, I don't like him.
All right, he was an ass throughout the first thing, but towards the end of the season, because this looks like it's going to be a multi-season kind of thing.
He didn't want Lick to be the only one killing or something like that, right?
No, he got Lick didn't actually do all the killing by himself. He was there beside him. But Lick...
Yeah.
Lick couldn't bring himself to kill kids, so the opposition started brainwashing kids to try and kill him.
Jesus, I didn't catch that part.
Forcing the bully guy to kill all the kids trying to kill Lick. Jesus. So Lick is killing all the adults, and this poor guy has to kill all the kids trying to kill Lick. Christ. So he murdered so many kids, and he promised... The reason why the bully had such a problem with Lick, because he promised
he would do the killing.
Lick that those two would be the only ones that ever had to kill anybody, and then he broke his promise
when Lick went kind of crazy and went off. Eventually, Lick's mind breaks and he doesn't talk for like 300 years or something, right?
Something like
until he sees Hina and Nana's. You know, Nana's carrying him around with his traveling.
Before that, they're going back in time. They ran out of time. I guess the time travel has.
Yes, so they're going back to forward time.
Yeah, they're going back and forward time. And then Hina goes all ichi and says, touch my breast.
she takes her shirt off, grabs his hand, and slaps it on her titty. Which is, so the way they draw her, most of the time she has small breasts, and they talk about it a lot. She's self-conscious about her small titties, because mm-hmm. the milkmaid and lieutenant has very large, plumpy breasts. Mm-hmm. But whenever they show a lot of skin for her, they're gigantic. Yeah. She had giant titties.
But I mean, it's funny about the milkmaid, and they have her self-conscious about being fat when she's not fat.
Yeah, well, that's just common.
Yeah, it's stupid. But yeah, so she's like, hold on to this, in 300 years we'll finish this, blah, 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 blah. And then they get back
remember
to
the remember this. And she's like, I'd rather not do this, but I figure with the way you are, you'll remember this.
Uh-huh. And then when he gets back to the future, she says, want to finish where we set up? He says, no, you're a lolly.
Because she's, to the best of our knowledge, still, she's like 16. Yeah,
but that's not why he's not doing it.
No, but that's what he said. And to the best of our knowledge, she's 16.
So, in the 300 years, he ends up snapping and killing his cousin, brother, friend, or whatever in there. So, this is my biggest problem with Hina. Hina is his son, the cousin, brother, friend.
Yeah. Or her son. Even if they're cousins, it really depends on your culture. It's okay to fuck your cousin in a lot of places.
Alright, even if they're related. I was under the impression that he killed him fairly early because all...
Yes, no, it happened early. It happened at the end of the war, and that's what broke him.
Right, so, and they say that...
And by the way, the end of the war was 300 years ago.
And what happened is
this was my issue, too.
That all thing created this floating island, which is what the fantasy world is, mm-hmm. and it drained all the resources from the lower plane, bring it up, and left everyone else. So anyone get dragging abyss is just going back to the earth, down to the bottom. So they say that all of the Lick's friends killed themselves down there to make sure the orphans who were starving wouldn't starve, so they had more food and stuff. But that supposedly happened 300 years ago. But Hina's supposed to be his daughter.
Who was born 300 years ago.
300 years ago.
And the only reason why Lick and all the others are alive is because they went through the surgery and received that blood transfusion, which stopped their aging.
Right.
But she didn't get that.
No, she was born...
At least not in this anime.
No.
Maybe later on in the manga, we find out she went through some sort of surgery.
But no, even then, she was born 16 years ago.
Was she born 16 years ago?
Yeah, because they said she was a little girl on this fantasy island, which the cousin, brother, or friend didn't make it to. So,
yeah.
So, unless... That was 9 months before everything happened. 9 months beforehand, and she just stayed a kid for however long. The age doesn't make sense.
I was thinking she was born 300 years ago, or maybe 299 years ago. He dies, she gets born, and she's actually 300 years old. We just don't know it.
And that's not the impression I got.
Because, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Because she was like 6 when her mom got dragged down. And she said she's been walking for years, but...
And her number is, it goes up for every...
So fun, but they...
10 kilometers but they, or 50 kilometers or but something like that. And she has, like, her number's, like, 400-something.
Yeah, but they say how many kilometers she walked. But it wasn't in, like, the millions.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're walking slow, just kind of dilly-dallying.
Yeah, but really it, her number is based on how many kilometers, not how long she was walking.
Yeah, no, but so, it was however X... X, however many X kilometers it goes up by one. So 440 times 10 kilometers. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I understand what you're saying. But they mentioned the exact amount of kilometers she walked at one point. And it doesn't add up time-wise.
I guess it depends on how much she's walking. How much is she walking per year?
No, it's a grand total of how much she walked.
I know. So how much was she walking?
They say the number exactly at one point mm-hmm. in the episode. And I did the math. Literally.
But what if she's just walking not that much, is what I'm saying. She could just be walking a little
bit. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So okay. She has 300 years, but if she's only walking 1 mile a day,
okay.
that could add up. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying, but at the same time, she knows how to hunt and kill and do all this stuff pretty efficiently.
Which is why I think she's 300 years old.
Maybe.
And she just hasn't been walking that much.
Maybe.
She's just been kind of going through life.
But she doesn't act like doesn't act like she's 300 years old.
No, she does not.
She acts like she's 16.
Which is what doesn't make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
And she should know things. She might not know a lot about the inner workings of the ballot system and all that.
Oh,
she
wasn't society, in the military. Right.
But she should know things about society and stuff like that.
That's why
being 300 years old.
That's why I don't think she's 300 years old. I think that they threw that plot twist in there
I think it's a retcon they have to fix.
Yeah.
It's a plot hole.
Yep. And that's what bothers me about her, besides, you know, the whole love triangle between her and Lick is gross.
Well, gross only if they're family.
Yeah, no, it's...
But even then, again, it's gross to us in our society, but in other societies,
no,
I'm not justifying it, but they don't find it gross.
I'm not even talking about, you know, just the age thing. She just looks like a kid next to him.
Yeah.
So it's,
especially when he's, like, an adult, because they draw him differently at times.
Right.
Sometimes he could be similar to her.
Right, but not really.
But when he's in his adult form and he's in charge and he's not goofing around, he's a man.
Yeah, it's the optics of it look really, really bad. And
but at the same time, he spent 300 years in a stupor, so he didn't really age for those 300 years.
And I guess I just didn't like...
Like, mentally. You know
I mean? Also didn't like the fact... Because at one point, she's so naive that she says, we're not boyfriend and... He's not my boyfriend and stuff like that. And I thought they were going to go
and
that
then
route.
For the last few episodes, she's like, put a baby in me.
Yeah.
I want babies. Like, literally, that's what she's saying.
Uh-huh.
Not figuratively. She's saying, me. I want babies.
Right. And I thought it was kind
of... And he's like holding his penis like, no, get off of it.
Right. And I found it refreshing that she wasn't interested at that point, but apparently she was. Mm-hmm. And I thought, honestly, Licht had more chemistry with the other one anyway.
Yeah, so did I.
But that's not the way it went. Whatever. It was.
Yeah,
it's.
It went. It wasn't written right.
Right, and then Nana's in love with him too.
Of course.
And she's been in love with him since she was like 7.
Of course. But Jael kind of likes her.
Right, but
there's tension there, I should say.
But Jael also likes the other girl with the glasses, the machine gun. But Nana's even sadder because she's been in love with him for the whole time and traveling with him,
taking care of him, feeding him.
Right, and she's like, "I'm going to ask him to marry me when he comes too," and he never does until Hina comes along,
like, breaks her.
And there's this
that was fairly good writing.
Yeah, but I found it funny is that they're in this fantasy world, and at one point they pull out the tablet. It's like, wait, I forgot they.
Yeah,
I guess they could pull stuff from the past.
They just held on to it. I don't know. They took the tablet with them to the future.
Right, because Anna explained everything in the tablet, what happened over the course of all 300 years and stuff. But yeah, when they get back to the future, it's just
they never get to the end of the show.
No,
the end of the season of the anime ends with him fighting the big brutish. Asshole guy that killed the children.
Right.
And beating him, mind you.
Right, right.
So that, there's not really a whole lot to go on there. I mean, we could, but
yeah,
the show's going on long enough.
We're going on 40 minutes now.
Essentially, they win. He doesn't die, but they win. And but they never get the last fight with the High Marshal blonde guy.
But it's definitely
wizard.
It's it's always a, but it's definitely a season one ending.
Yeah, but there's a lot that happened.
Yeah, there's a lot that happened in the show. And so it was just made, so who knows if it's going to get a second season or not.
Yeah.
Who knows if it was popular or not. It's possible, but...
The issue is, and I looked online at forums, and everyone was saying they watched for like 4 or 5 episodes and then dropped it. And then other people in the comments were like, no, like you should really finish it. You should get to episode 12 or so. And then if you like it, stay
right.
with it. Or if you don't, get off of it.
Yeah, you have to get...
But you have to watch so much of it to get to the good stuff.
Yep, there's too much setup, and it's not good setup. It's trash.
Yeah, it's terrible.
If this show continued on the way it was for the first 10 episodes, it would be a 1.
Yeah. It just objectively bad.
Right.
But because it redeems itself later on, it's not a good rating, but it's not a terrible rating.
It kind of pushes it up to an average show.
Yeah, but...
contested average show.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not middle of the road.
No.
It's bad in areas and great in others.
Which averages out to middle.
Which averages it out. It's really weird.
Uh-huh.
What else do we have for A?
Well, what do we settle on? 5, then, on the score?
5 makes sense, but, like, for instance, the last one, 0091, was like 4.5 to
right.
5, right?
So how about this?
But these are different 5s.
At its worst, it's a 4, at its best, it's a 6.
Yeah.
And it averages 2 of 5.
I would actually say at its worst, it's a 2, and at its best, it's an 8.
It, honestly,
but it averages.
At its worst, it's a 1. That's real.
But at its best, it's not a 10.
No, it's an 8.
At its best, it's an 8.
It's an 8. So it averages down
it's
to
about
a
5.
5.
It really is about it.
Yeah.
It's just a different 5 than other scores we've given.
Right. It's a hard one
it's
to.
It's a roller coaster, is what it is.
Yeah, it definitely
it's
is.
It's got its peaks and its valleys.
It definitely does. All right, so other.
Definitely check it out. Attack on Titan.
Hold on. I don't know. You gotta
start writing these down.
No. I don't know if I would recommend the first 10 episodes are so hard.
Oh, well, I mean, watch it if you can get past 10 episodes. Honestly, maybe someone should release a synopsis for the first 10 episodes. And then you, like, read those two paragraphs and then just start the anime from there.
Yeah, I would say if you're listening to us at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we already gave it all away. Yeah. So if you're going to watch it at this point after listening to 47 minutes of us talking however long it is once it's edited, just start at episode 9 or 10.
Yeah, or at least give it a chance. But if they took our warning, they should.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, but it's hard to recommend through those first 10 episodes.
That's true. That's very true.
All right.
Attack on Titan. I don't remember any of the others.
Eizu Manga Daio.
Yes.
I haven't written down.
Not good. I'll turn the light on.
But
I'll pause. Pause. All right. So, Zumanga Daio.
Eizu Manga Daio.
Attack on Titan and
Excel World.
Man.
And this. So, Attack on Titan's obviously number one. There's no doubt about it.
I think I'm going to put Excel World next. And
actually,
then this.
I'm not. Actually going to put Eizu Manga Daio.
Whoa, man, I like it.
It wasn't, for what it was, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not for me.
Right, exactly.
It wasn't for me.
But we gave it a better rating than it.
I think we also rated it for what it was, though.
Right, but I didn't really like Excel World.
Yeah.
Excel World was the in-the-game fighting one that needed more seasons, and it just ended crappy.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now I remember again. Maybe Attack on Titan, this Excel World, and I didn't like that too much. I don't remember what I graded it, mind you, but I don't remember liking that at all.
I don't like Excel World. I didn't like Excel World. I at least could justify Eizu Manga Daio.
But I liked Excel World because it was in the same world as Sword Art.
I liked that, but I didn't like the main character anything like that. So it was just too. I can't justify it. So I like that, but maybe this over Eizu Manga Daio, but this and Eizu Manga Daio, I'm actually and kind of hard to choose because they're not great.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't like Excel World.
Yeah, it's hard to like, that's for sure. But I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't hate it either.
I hate it.
No, you didn't.
My nostalgia meter is saying hate.
Okay. I mean, that's fine.
All right, so category A.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Wait.
Need a spin?
Wait.
What's up?
No. Pause again.
Pause. So, in our wisdom, we didn't realize until just now, and TJ realized it, not me, that Plunderer, which we just reviewed, does not start with A. It starts with P, and we just ranked it with other A's. So, we're looking through his book where he's got it written down.
Alright, so we got Please Teacher.
Okay.
Princess Nine.
Princess Nine.
Who was baseball.
Teacher. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, thanks.
Princess Nine was baseball.
Please Teacher was very titty oriented. Oh, wasn't that the one with, like, she was moving and, like, her dildos fell out of the box and
shit?
Yes. That was funny. Outrageous and stupid, but funny.
Oh, and Peacemaker is the one we did instead of
Peacemaker. What was Peacemaker?
It was with the Shinsengumi Samurai with the kid that was all over the place.
Yeah, I remember not liking that.
Yeah, it was. We went on a 40-minute rant on that one, too.
Wow, I think I'm putting this first. Even though this has issues.
Yeah.
And then Police Teacher, just because it was funny.
No. This Princess Nine, because the baseball one was actually pretty decent for what it was.
I remember there being good writing in it. I do remember that. But the dildo's falling out of the box. That pops to mind. That's funny.
But it's funny, but it's the only thing that comes to your mind, because the rest of it was so bad.
It's probably true.
It was so bad.
But I don't want to watch Princess Nine again.
I don't want to watch any of them again, honestly.
Well, we're rating it.
Yeah, I know.
Which one would you want to watch again?
True.
If we had to.
True.
Gun to head.
I would watch Princess Nine again, because that was so weird, because it had aliens and shit in it.
So did Police Teacher.
Yeah, but...
Wasn't she an alien?
She was an alien once. No, wait.
I think she was an alien.
Was she?
Yeah. I don't know why she needed dildos and shit, but I'm pretty sure she was an alien.
I don't like it. Anyway, it's Plunderer for me, Princess Nine.
Mm. Police Teacher. And then Shinsengumi one. I forget the name of it.
Yeah. Please Teacher. Then that's pretty bad. Peacemaker was so bad.
Yeah, we just got Princess Nine and Please Teacher swapped.
Right.
All right, guys. Now we're spinning for category.
Now we're going to spin for A after an hour.
Yeah, after an hour. Jesus. You're chopped down to 40 minutes probably. Wow. There's so many in A.
I can't see.
It'll pop up in a sec. Amagi Brilliant Park.
Amagi Brilliant Park, huh?
Let's find out. We're doing this live. Just trying to make it a little bit longer.
Yeah, like it needs it.
Oh, great.
Well, how many episodes?
Comedy Magic. 13 episodes.
That's not bad.
13 episodes.
Comedy is a bad tag, though.
Seiya. S-E-I-Y-A.
Japanese Seiya. Name.
Yeah, Seiya was forced to accept an invitation to an amusement park by the mysterious and beautiful girl, Isuzu.
Mm-hmm.
What he didn't know, Seiya is a guy.
Apparently. I thought it was a girl, too.
Especially since the... Oh, there's a third person. So the cover art is two blonde women, and then very small in between them is a man. So assuming that's Seiya.
Yeah, I guess so.
What he didn't know is that she would bring him to the decrepit Amagi Brilliant Park, Japan's most disappointing amusement park.
Okay.
Seiya is introduced to the leader of the park, the real Princess Latifah, who suddenly entrusts him with saving the park, which is in danger of shutting down. Amagi Brilliant Park, it turns out, lots of commas by the way, is not just any amusement park, comma, but rather one populated by fairies. Go f*** yourself.
This is going to be a bad one.
Amagi Brilliant Park.
Yep. All right, it's been an hour, so bye.